Wow, wow, wow. Yeah, find your places real quick. By the way, Sunday morning, David will be back with us, 8:30, and what's the other service? 10:45. I'm just here. When it's time, and I'm ready. That's bad. No wonder you have to welcome me home. It's pitiful. If you're a guest, I'd encourage you to come to the 8:30 because that's the only one that has slight room in. The other one is just all overflow, and that's getting pretty full too. So I would encourage you 8:30 service. Wow, wow. You know, what the Lord is doing all over the earth is absolutely amazing. He amazes me more all the time. We get constant contact from friends and people all over the world. The outpouring of the Spirit is so significant and so increasing, nation to nation. And I'll tell you, the Lord brought Brother David into our lives here a number of years ago. He didn't know it, but through video. And the Lord is just releasing such a faith into the camp, and he's using people like David Hogan, others, to just inspire us to believe God. How many believe we were born to invade the impossible? That's it. That is the assignment. That is the assignment. It's a sad day when the high watermark of the church is to celebrate what's humanly possible. We've been called to invade that which is absolutely impossible. And I'm really thankful for the friendship and the ministry of David Hogan to the body of Christ really all over the world, but especially in Mexico where he's at, and tonight here in Reading. I want you to tell him how much you love him and how much you appreciate his investment into the world. Amen. Bless you. David, come on up.
Fuego. I really do appreciate, you know, we really have suffered. It's real. It really is. But I don't know how to explain it to you without it seeming like false humility and all of that. But it's an honor. I've buried good friends. My son-in-law's here. His daddy, we buried him. People... You know, we need to give that to Jesus. If you would, please stand up and tell him thank you for all that. Please. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Thank you. We also are doing a little bit of traveling here and there, and just coming back from Hawaii. Had some really good time there, some good miracles and all that. I got my boys here. My two son-in-laws, y'all stand up, please. There we go. There they are. Sean and David. One of our workers, we have to forgive him a lot. He's from Arkansas. Joseph, Jody Atson, will you stand up and say hello? Yeah, and we forgive him. He's forgiven most of the time. And my two boys here, my oldest boy, Joseph, and my youngest boy, Luis, stand up with y'all, please. My wife didn't... I sent her home from Hawaii. She went another way, and we came this way. Okay. All right. In our work, things are well. There's real rapid growth. There's hundreds and hundreds of people getting saved, thousands. There's churches, dozens and dozens of churches being birthed every year. There's lots and lots of them now. Trying to get to 1,000 churches. We're not far. We're working on 700 churches now, and we'll get there pretty soon. And it's nice because we started with nothing. No converts, no backing, just people from Louisiana that got on fire for the Holy Ghost. I went down here in our nation, our neighbor of Mexico, and saw that God, the need. And so I've been there ever since. And it'd be nice to win the whole nation. In Jesus' name. I want to, before I get talking about something else, I want to do something here. Try to do it orderly. We're going to need some ushers. But I want to, over here in Acts 19, there's a thing that we get to do. I get to go around the world and do everywhere in our work and everywhere else. It's the thing about Paul doing these unusual miracles by his touching of cloths and things. Lots of you Americans are under debt to Babylon and your credit cards or your gods, and you need to get out of that. So you need to bring them things up here and lay them down, give them over to God, let him fix your problem, and don't do it again. But I just want to read to you here. It says, "And God did unusual and extraordinary miracles," this is Acts 19:11, in Amplified, "by the hands of Paul, so that handkerchiefs, towels, or aprons were, which he touched his skin were carried away and put on the sick, and their diseases left, and evil spirits came out of them." This happens by the thousands, y'all. I just can't begin to tell you about the miracles. There's so many. Everything, every disease that there is has been healed, or body parts have been recreated by using these things and by the name and blood of Jesus and the Holy Ghost. And so if you have a shoe or a tire or a billfold or something, I'm not responsible for none of this stuff, because I got my own handkerchief. But if you want to put something up here, ushers, try to do it. Let's do it orderly. If you want to, come on up here. You're not going to affect me talking or nothing. But just come on up here, and we'll kind of keep close in a pile or something, or right down here. Something. Don't go all over the house with it. You know, just people have a tendency to do that. I don't know why. I'd like for you to turn with me over here to Isaiah. We'll start over there, I suppose. Over here to Isaiah chapter 12. Y'all are taking away my space up here. And all you're going to do, you might as well pile it up, because I'm going to go there scooting it in a minute anyway. And it don't matter what it is. It's just a deal of touching it. And it's the anointing. It's the Holy Ghost. It's the blood of Jesus. It's the Word of God. It's angelic powers. Holy Ghost. Jesus. There was this fellow from Australia came to our work. This is one of the funniest things that ever happened to me personally. And this guy, he's got a large church, and he came to our work, and I was expecting him to be, because I was expecting, what are you doing? Whoa. All right. Jesus' name. Holy Ghost. Jesus' name. Holy Ghost. You know, he was there. He got off the jet. And he comes down the jetway. We pick him up. He's got this this towel. Oh, no, it was, what was it? A sheet. This king-size sheet. And he looks funny walking down through there. He's draping it, you know. And here we are, all these services we're doing. You got this. He's an English man, and he's over there in Australia. And here he is down here in Mexico with us, and he's wearing a sheet. Really a strange deal to me. I didn't like that at all. But it seemed it didn't matter to him what I liked. Got some baby dolls up here even. Holy Ghost, now I'm really closed in. Got us some oxygen up here. Well, y'all think I need it or what? Holy Ghost. Jesus' name. I did need it a couple of years ago. I got real sick. I got seven devils attacked me and killed me. I died on the 27th of March a couple of years ago. And that's not a joke. And my son-in-law, he's sitting right there, and my daughter that was in there, they prayed, and God brought me back. That's why. So, that's why it's important to raise your kids in the right way. You might need them. You might need them, youngsters. Anyway, this fella, he wouldn't never give up his sheet. And I got mad at him. He got real dirty because he's supposed to come over and preach, and he never did preach. He rolled around on the floor for a whole bunch of days. Them services are pretty powerful, and I don't blame him for rolling around on the floor. Is this all we're going to get? And So for every day we're here, every service that they allow me to talk, I'd like for you to go ahead and do this. I don't want to have to ask you again formally. You're invited to participate in miracles. It's okay. It's what we do. It's what God does. There ain't no stress. There's no strain. It will happen in Jesus' name. All right? So it's really the truth. So anyway, this fella, I really got mad at him because here's why. First of all, he wouldn't let me have the sheet. I wanted to wash it. But, you know, I have these sheets there, you know, and I told him I'd swap him, you know, one of our sheets for it. He said, no, he wants to take that one home. So here he takes this dirty sheet home. And it's got Mexican dirt on it, like, you know, I wash my clothes, you know. That's what I'm saying. Y'all in Isaiah 12? And anyway, this fella, he opened his suitcase when he got back home. And as soon as he opened his suitcases, all of his family's there. He wants to tell them about the trip because we really do. We are blessed. We have really the fire of God, the anointing, the Holy Ghost. Really, really is nice. It's really hard in that it's rural in the Mexico, but it's really nice. El fuego de Dios está ahí. Y el poder del Espíritu Santo habita ahí con nosotros. Gloria a Cristo. Fuego! Hallelujah. So when he opened that suitcase, his whole family got knocked out. Boom. That was nice. Okay, I don't have the time to tell you. There's thousands of miracles. He kept cutting that. It was a king size sheet, big. Thank you, God. I'm glad he listened to the Holy Ghost. Had to cut it in little bitty pieces, sent it all over Australia, and there were thousands of miracles. You know, one of the things that really got my attention was the anointing is so, to me, amazing because of it's not us. We're looked at. We've done a couple of things of obedience, and we've done a few things of, you know, of right and wrong, and it's looked at like we have some sort of an ability. But it's not in us. I wear the same boots and jeans and the whole way, you know, and you know, I get fussed at about my hair and about my aggression and my language and my, I should wear Wranglers and not Levi's. I should not brush my teeth with some kind of toothpaste because it's, I don't even know why. But nothing seems to bother the Holy Ghost. So I need you to calm down. It ain't no gimmick that you can figure out. Listen to this. This is really strange to me. He cut off this piece of this cloth, this, it's a regular old sheet. Sent it over there to Perth from Brisbane. That's 3,000 something miles across there, right around there. And they did this thing at a civic center, right? And the keynote speaker was the sheet. No joke. They had this thing down there under this little glass deal. Then people lined up all the way around the block. There was thousands of people got healed. Weird, huh? That's the weirdest thing I've ever heard, isn't it? Dirty old sheet. Holy Ghost. I like that a lot. So we're going to just go ahead and pray for some of this stuff here in a minute. Fuego de Dios, Santo Cristo. Hallelujah. Even got a teddy bear going here. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. We had a quadriplegic healed in our work last week. Down there, it's in the state of Puebla in Mexico. You know, it's what I like. Let me tell you what I like. I was down there, my son-in-law, I believe out of these guys, the only one, this my son-in-law, Sean, we was down there, and this, we were standing on the mountain. We was in the mud. There was about 300 or 400 people there. That's if you count all the kids. It wasn't a very large meeting. And for Indians now, that was now. Because there were more people there than was in the village. And so we're there, and they brought this little girl up there. Now, this is exactly what I like to do. I like doing this. And it's lots of fun to me as a person. This little girl, she's born with some sort of, there's no steps over here, is there? And I will fall. I'm already wobbly, see? Probably don't look like it to you. Probably looks like everything's in order and everything, but I am on fire. And that's good for lots of people. They brought this little old girl up there. She was all twisted up. I guess she was about 4 or 5. Maybe I held her for a long time. She's this little bitty old twisted up girl. She's devils and diseases and all that. And her mama's a poor Indian lady. She don't have any. The only dress she owns, she's got it on. You know, there I'm not there for fashion or for food or for. I'm there because it's simple. Everybody do this with me. Everybody. Ready? We're going to do this together. We're going to take a breath together. Ready? Take it in. Go. Now let it out slow. There you go. See how easy that is? Now we're going to calm down. There ain't no devil. There ain't no disease. There ain't no conflict. There ain't no stress. There's no energy against the Holy Ghost. It ain't going to happen. It just ain't going to happen. It's just not. Not because I say so. Because it is so. Isn't that right? See, I'm around success all the time. Always. I have success now. And I like that. It feels good to be successful. But that's not the point where we inhabit. But our failures is where we should inhabit. Because until the day that our failures are success, we are not successful. Do you understand that? I said that's similar to what I wanted to say. I'm not sure if that's close. Y'all tell me later. Because I know that. Because see this little girl, you're standing there. You got all these people. The fire of God's falling on these people. Let me tell you how come I know that. Because they come there. We come there. We bought 25 chickens. I cook. Unusual, huh? I love to cook. All right. So, you cut up chickens, and when you're out in the village, you have to get at least 10 pieces. You can get 11 when it's really a lot of folks, you can get 12, 13 of them, but you get littler pieces by the minute, the more you talk. So you cut these chickens up into 10 pieces. You do the math, that's 250 pieces. Did y'all do the math? We bought 25 chickens. This is for you slow people. And you cut them up times 10 pieces. That's 250 pieces. You got 318 people counted. More came. That's more people than you got chicken. We eat tortillas. Y'all eat with a spoon and fork. We eat our spoon and fork. It's called tortilla. It's true. And that's the way you eat if you're smart. That way you don't have to wash. Ladies. And you're sitting there, and all these people come, and now, by our standards, American standards, there's these millionaires, they didn't got saved, and that's not our fault. We didn't exempt anybody because they're millionaires, and we didn't exempt anybody because they're poor. The gospel is for everybody. And so you got these millionaires, the deal with us is we don't, let's see how to say this politically. I'm not good with that, so we'll just do it my way. Bluntly. We don't cater to money. We cater to the Holy Ghost. All right. Now that don't mean you be rude to people. That means we treat everybody the same. So I've got all these millionaires sitting there, and they're very important, valuable people where we live. They're very powerful individuals. And they're sitting out there with us in an Indian setting. Now, that's different. Now, they don't mix too much. And so, but God mixes all of it. So we're all eating, right? We ate last. I watched with my very own eyes the last kilo we had, 30 kilos of tortillas, was it? We had 30 kilos of tortillas. That's what, 65 pounds, más o menos? All right, you got 65 pounds of cornmeal here that's made into tortillas, right? Y'all know what a tortilla is? I do. I eat kilos of them things, and they're good. So, I watched the last tortillas come out of the igloo ice chest, because you order them in a town, they bring them out there, and then you bring them up the mountain. And so we're way outnumbered here. We got way more people than we got tortillas and chicken. So everybody eats. This is an amazing deal. I love this miracle. This is wonderful. Everybody eats. Everybody's fed, because that's custom where we are. That you come to church, everybody eats. And so everybody ate. It's nice. Now watch this. When we left, we had service. It was wonderful. How many people got saved? A bunch. 40-something. Wasn't it? 42. There was a bunch of people got saved. On the mountainside, we got 300 people, and 40-something of them get saved. Your percentages are getting better. And so here we go, you know, and We leave. Well, a couple of days later, we get this phone call, right? Well, I didn't get it. The missionaries that I was visiting that's in our work, they got it. And there's this problem out there where we just left because they've fed everybody they know. The whole village is eat. They've give chicken away. All the pilas, things where you cook in these. What do you call them in English? What's a pila? Who knows what a pila is in English? The big giant pots. Cauldron? Who said that? That sounds right, but a cauldron sounds. So you got all this chicken in there that we already ate. And we already ate more than 250 pieces, but every time they go in there, the thing's full. And every time they eat all the tortillas out, they go back and open the lid and it's still full. That is an excellent problem. My wife's take on it, because we feed so many people, her deal is, David, that's a great miracle, but there's another one too. The miracle is that none of it's spoiling. And we're talking about jungle, and we're talking about heat. That is really it's amazing, huh? Don't you think? So that little girl I was holding, that's what brought all, there's so many of them miracles, I just got to stop and start talking about something else. But there's this little girl's all twisted up, and I'm looking at her. I am so blasted by the Holy Ghost. And I'm looking at this little girl and looking at all these people in there. There's a press going. It's so hot, it's just can't hardly breathe. And I'm just sweating all over this little girl. And Jose, tráeme el agua que está abierta. And she didn't get healed in my arms. It didn't happen. There we go. Muchas gracias. Well, I got it open now. Thank you. You knew it all along, didn't you? You're sneaky, aren't you? So that's how we're going to play. So anyway, this little girl, I give her back to the mama. No, it's not true. Gave her back, our young missionary daughter, she's what, 19, gave it to her because I couldn't find the mama. And it's not legal for me without my wife to go into the lady's side, so I had to give it. So there, you understand, right? There you go. Y'all in Isaiah? So a couple of days later, when they called about the how do we turn off the chicken deal, because I know how you think. You think, tell us how to turn it on. That ain't the problem. When God turns it on, you do get tired of chicken in a minute. Remember the quails. They got tired of the quail, didn't they? It cost a few of them their lives because they started fussing about it. So I told them, we eat chicken. And we smile about it. It's easy. See there? It's easy. It's not hard. Everybody take a breath. Ready? Okay. Breathe out slow. There we go. Calm down. I promise you, I assure you, we're going to be all right. See, I'm an intense, aggressive individual, and me talking about being calm and peaceful don't even go together. But it does. How do you think we get done what we're going to do? It's all right to burn lots of calories, but you got to do it anointed by the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. So this little girl, anyway, I get this call, and these missionaries go back out there, and they went to the village where she's from. Because she was there at the campaign, but she was from another village, like 8-hour walk or something. So they walked her in there. And so they walked up. You don't think about stuff at first. When you get around God's power, and you see this little girl, she's wrapped up in a mama's skirt, you know. That's normal where we live. And then you find out that it's the girl that's been sick her entire life, who was all twisted and mangled and all that, and now she's healed and walking around. That's nice, huh? Yeah. Holy Ghost. See, I like going these places there's never been anybody and demonstrating what a wonderful God we have. I like that a lot. That really makes me happy. It really does. So, how we doing? What y'all got? Trinkets? Holy Ghost. Now you got to come up here and get this stuff because somebody will swipe it if you don't. I've been in church a long time. That's what happens. Listen. Isaiah chapter 12. I hate it when I'm around people that tell the truth all the time. Don't you? Just this. All right, here's the problem. Our work has never stopped growing and being in the Holy Ghost and seeing miracles. When it started, it's been a long, long, lots of years, and it has never stopped. Everywhere I go, people ask me, how long has this been going? And I look at them with this odd look because I don't understand the question. You don't off-own God. You don't figure it's going to quit. You don't think and plan for failure. You plan for success. You think about what you can do, and you think, I'm going to do that because I can do it. And then you start thinking about what God can do with you when you're through doing what you can do. And you start getting these ideas. And it doesn't matter what happens in your life, it cannot stop the power of God in your life. I'm around death a lot, and I don't like it. And I do what I can to stop it. And I'm not that successful at it. We're around 9%, something like that. It's 400 or 500 people have been raised from the dead. I've been there where my hands have touched 28 personally. And so I get lots of credit from people. And I get a lot of skepticism out of people and a lot of threats for saying statements like that. But you have to understand, it's always been right here in that Isaiah chapter 12. It's always been there. It's not a very long chapter. So we should be able to read it pretty quick. But living it takes an entire lifetime or two. It says, and in that day, I'm there. I'm there that day. I'm in that day. I'm not looking for that day. I'm there. Most Christians I know, they know how to feel the Holy Ghost, especially in this kind of an atmosphere that y'all have provided for yourselves. You have welcomed the Holy Ghost. It's easy to feel, it's easy for me to feel God in this kind of an atmosphere. I'm sitting down there and my elbow almost unjointed on me a while ago when the Holy Ghost hit me. It hurt. It made my hand hurt. The Holy Ghost slapped me. I like it. But you have to understand there's reasons for Him slapping me. There's reasons for Him touching you. There's reasons for manifestations, normal or unusual. That in that day you'll say, I will give thanks to you, O Lord. For though you were angry with me, there's lots of people that have served God for a long, long time. Like I have now a long time. My parents preached the gospel. My grandparents preached the gospel. My great-grandparents preached the gospel. I'm fourth generation. I have fifth generation sitting on that second row. And their kids are sixth in our family. And that's a blessing. But it didn't curb God's anger at me because I left Him and the heritage and went after the way of the demon for a while. God came and got me and brought me back. Now I'm glad. God hates sin every day, all day. You are not okay because manifestations happen where you go to church. You are not safe. You are safe in the presence of Jesus, in the forgiveness of the Holy Ghost. I will not let you hide in the presence of God. It says, your anger is turned away and you comfort me. Now, I like that, don't you? I am not going to hell. That's a comfort. I have been filled with the Holy Ghost. That's comforting. I have been healed hundreds of times. I've been shot and beaten stone, left for dead three or four times in these rivers and whipped. And boy, I don't like it. I'm a fighter. I will whoop your tail if you mess with me. I don't like people being aggressive like that with me. But it happens. And it happens because you love Jesus. And then you wake up in one of these situations and you're not dead. You are hurt, but you're alive. That's a comfort. Then you make your way back to Ms. Hogan, which, by the way, I apologize she's not here, but I sent her home. It's my fault. I done got enough gray hair now that I can do what basically I think's right for us now. And it's right for me to keep her rested and healthy. So that's what I do. And she does that for me. She's protected me and helped me my whole life. And all of these situations, I come back and God gives her the right things to do and I get healed. And that's a blessing. Isn't it? That's a comfort. God comforts you. Look at this. Verse 2. Behold, God, my salvation. God is my salvation. God is my salvation. There it is. See how easy it is? Take a breath. Ready? Now, calmense. Holy Ghost. I will trust and not be afraid. The other night I was in South Mexico. There's some agitation down there. Demon spirits are all working overtime and this, that's not another thing. And that's their business. And I'm down there. We had, I don't know, lots of thousands of people were there. We was having a good time. That Holy Ghost fell like, I'll tell you, I haven't seen very much of in my lifetime. I mean, we went for hours. This thing starts in the morning and goes all day long. And it's just wave after wave of the Holy Ghost. And I really do like that. It's a lots and lots of fun. And there's all these miracles happening. People, these crippled people getting up out of chairs, and these breast cancers being healed, and these blind, deaf ears opening, and these, wow, and it's fun. And I have some news for you. You want to hear it? Jesus is king. Leprosy is not king. Jesus is king. Fibromyalgia is not king. Jesus is king. Osteoporosis is not king. Jesus is king. None of the forms of arthritis are king. Jesus is. He is my salvation. I will trust Him and not be afraid. Holy Ghost. Great Holy Ghost. See, one of the things we found out is how to get this salvation well open to us. People don't want me talking about the well. People want me to teach them how to get what's in the well out. That's what I come here to do. It's not up to me. It's up to you and the Holy Ghost. Because I can assure you there's going to be some miracles this afternoon. And that's not pride. That's fact. The anointing is tangible. It's real. It's fluid. It's awesome. It's wonderful. It's all those things. And we're going to run over drugs and addictions, diseases and frets and worries, doubts and unbeliefs, and what ifs and yell buts and religious demon spirits. Some of the most entrenched devils are religious spirits that know how to do stuff. But the deal is, you have found out, you religious devil, you're only limited in what you can do. And the deal is, you know that I'm not. Because I drink the real deal. Yep, and I like it. I'm kind of getting this understanding that we got some serious kidney and liver deals in here. I don't know how many yet. I'll try to figure it out. Behind the right knees, two or three people having trouble walking. It's lots of things. Feeling lots of stuff here. We're going to work on it. Is that good? I have to tell you, I was over there in Pakistan. One of my favorite things that I saw in Pakistan, there's lots of them. I ain't going to talk about that, but there's so many. It's too many. But we lined up these people, and I got to see this happen with my very own eyes. And these cataracts, some of y'all in here with cataracts, listen to me. It ain't nothing but dust. It's a dust of some sort. Some kind of spirit thing. Because I saw with my eyes, it was all lined up in these lines, like three or four lines across there, across this place. These blind and these cataract deals. They were just white. The eyes were. And we prayed in the name of Jesus. And I was walking down through there with my hand out like this. My son-in-law was there, Sean. And we was walking down through there, and this dust in these people's eyes blew out. And they all went off seeing. Isn't that something? That's something. You ain't got enough bullets, but you do have enough Holy Ghost. You got to change your mentality. Start thinking according to the well of salvation and the power of the name and blood of the Christ. Y'all still with me? How long we been going? Anybody know? All right, it's late already. All right, it says, therefore with what? What does y'all's Bible say? Will you do what? We're going to draw water. We are going to draw the anointing. We're going to draw it out of the well of salvation. We are going to drink. I brought something with me. How many people you got in here? Is there 2,000 or 1,000 or what we got? 17,000? What is here? 900 folks in here. I brought enough cups for everybody. Okay, so everybody's got a cup. Now, you don't see it. There's not much you do see very often. But I brought these things because I was asked to. So they're sitting up here for you. So you just got to pick one up. And we're going to dip it in this well. But we're going to do it with joy. We're going to do it exactly like it says. We're not going to do it because we can command God to obey us. You got this thing a little bit twisted. It is an absolute joy to be grateful to the Holy Ghost. Do you hear me? And to be able to stick my cup in that well. Just drink. It's fun. And in that day, when you do that with joy, oh, I shouldn't have drunk that. I'm serious. Oh, boy. If anything happens to me, y'all know what to do, right? Sure. See, here's the problem. I'm married to this woman that wants me to grow my hair real long. The color, we got it finally the right color now. So, and she wants my beard to be down here to tuck into my belt line and have this long white hair. That's what she wants. I'm working on it. I don't like that idea, but she wants it. And I've noticed something after millions of years of being married. I usually have to bow to it. That's because I want to. Because I like her. Now here's what we're going to do. In that day, you're going to give thanks to the Lord. Now in this thanks and in this joy and in this drinking we're going to do, I really am on fire. And that's good for you. We're going to do something. I have a whole list of things underlined up here. I'm going to try to get through them because I'm not going to make it to this great sermon I got. I'm not going to make it. I'm already tired of talking. It's time. See, I met these hillbillies over yonder in Alabama. These hicks. See, he's from Minnesota. And I guess I'm a hick. Bring it. I tell you, the best witch doctors on this whole earth have tried to take me down by calling me names. It ain't happened yet. That's because I drink from the well. And I do it with joy. Now, and we're going to give thanks while we're doing that. Okay, you got all this, you got the order, you understand the order, right? There's got to be order. I understand it looks like most of the time it's not in order. But when you drink right, we lose human order and go into Holy Ghost order. When the drinking's right. Now, my Bible has a comma right there after Lord. And there's a whole list of things that's going to happen. We're going to call upon His name. By means of His name in solemn entreaty, here's what we're going to do. We're going to declare. We're going to make known His deeds. We're going to proclaim His name is exalted. You see all these things we're going to do? See, I was over yonder in Florida. In this really big old giant place. And there was these three little ladies that I really... Man, I have grown to like these little old ladies. They all had this Parkinson thing. Parkinson's? Is that the right word? where you shake a lot and lots of things happen to your body. Negative. Uh-oh. Left leg. Pretty much every joint. Must be your arthritis. We'll get it in a minute. Some sort of muscle spasms involved in this stuff, too. And so, y'all all right? Everybody good? I see some of y'all under a little stress. Let's take a breath. Ready? Does anybody have a shofar? You have it, will you? Would you please blow that one time? One time. Is that all right with you? Let me check with the elders over here. Yeah. Blow that thing. I'll tell you why in just a minute. One time, please. Hey. Y'all know why, don't you? See, I don't have my horn with me. So you're going to have to, you going to be here tomorrow? No? Yeah. Bring that horn if you don't mind. You're not going to be here? You're going to be here. Okay, I need you to blow that horn, if you will, tomorrow. There's a reason for it. Because I was on this fast in April. We did the whole month. And we were seeking God. And I got this thing from God about these priests that blew these horns. And so I sent off over yonder and got me one of them. Over there from Bethlehem, these priests made me these horns. They're really nice. But I didn't bring it. So I'm going to have somebody make it. I see that looks similar to mine. Where'd you get that? Yeah, see? So did mine come from there. Mine came from Bethlehem. Where'd yours come from? Did the priest make it for you? Ah, it's the same people. Did you get a little old, it's not a sack, is it? What is it? A bag? Black. See what I'm telling you? Huh? See, me and you shop at the same holy ground, see? Yeah. But anyway, I was on this deal with the Holy Ghost, and I got this deal put on me. I got to blow these horns every time I'm talking. And so, there, we did. We're obedient. Y'all all right now? Go ahead and take a breath. Ready? I want to thank you for bringing that horn. You bailed me out. It was good. It was good to be bailed out. So then, completely lost my way here. Hold on, I'll find it. We're in Isaiah 12. Oh, we're going to proclaim that his name is exalted. In verse 5, we're going to sing praises. For what reason? Because he's done excellent things gloriously. Let it be known. I will thank you. Look at verse 6. We're going to cry aloud and shout joyfully. Is that all right? I like this feeling. Where I'm at right now in my life, sitting standing up here, this feeling where you're hammered, you know? And you can't remember where you're going, I'm going to have to look on this paper. Not supposed to be going like this. I really apologize. I'm doing good. It's just not what I had planned. Seems like we're going to get a leg to grow out or a straightening foot or something. And verse 9. Are y'all there yet? John chapter 10. What I forget to tell you? I did, didn't I? Be nice. We'll have to take a breath if you don't. Whoa, whoa, whoa. All right. I'm gonna go over here and get somebody else's cup. I don't know which one of you it is, but you're gonna get it. That's gonna have been drunk out of. See, there's this deal that happens that we're blessed about. Now, it's right there. It's right back where it's supposed to. You're not supposed to get but one. She got two. Are you going to share that with somebody or are you just going to hog it? See, I like people like that. Smart. Before the run's made on the dip, get you two. I forgot again. So let's go ahead with John 10. I forgot. Forgot my way. You know I speak hoarse. But it's not usually till I get about like I am now. I had this new Opelousa. And I was on the side of the mountain. He got tangled up in a barbed wire fence. And these real spirited animals, you don't mess with them. And he got tangled up. And I'd only been with him about 2.5 days. That's not enough time to be able to learn his horse language. And he's all tangled up. He is going to hurt himself. I mean, you got this. It's going to be bad. So I had to go down there and talk to him. So I got off. And I walked over there and got him by the bridle. And I talked to him. This is how you talk to horses. Listen to me. I'm talking to the horse. You're going to get hurt. You got to let me go underneath, get a hold of your back leg, and I don't need my head stomped. Probably be a great idea to be alive after I help you. Anybody in here a horseman or woman? Anybody? That's right. Now you can tell the rest of them that that's not what you do. When you got a horse that's brioso, spirited, and it hadn't been ridden in about 1.5 months, you don't crawl under their belly. You treat them like they are a spirited animal. And you give them lots of room and respect, and you'll be fine. So I had to get him out. So I crawl underneath there. It's a volatile deal. And I walk out there, and I get him by the leg, and he's jittery. He's already trembling. He's cut. So I stick my hand down in this barbed wire fence. It's a rabbit fence. Any of y'all understand that? It's about this tall, and it's real tight. I don't know how he got his leg in there, but it happened. So I go in there, and I pull his leg out, and it cut me pretty good also. But he did not stomp me. He was a good boy. So we made friends, me and him. I saved his foot, and he didn't stomp me. So I don't know why you want to hear that. What are you doing, son? You doing all right? What'd you after? Oh, you're going to get a cup. You want this? And well, put that in the back. You want this not drunk enough? Yeah. There you go. It's full. See, now he got the drunk one. Verse 9, John 10. I am the door. Anyone who enters through me will be saved and will live. Jesus is your way to the well. Do you hear me? He don't mind how many times you come back and forth through hip yourself. You got some strange people here. So, serious. This is a weird bunch. So it says, and you can come in and out and find pasture. It don't matter how many times you go to the well. It never gets old. It's never stale. It's always fresh. It's never empty. It don't matter how much of a desert you feel like you're in. It don't matter what you think your problems are. It don't matter how difficult they seem. Took my water. That right there is nerve, little brother. I'm going to hold this one. All right. Should have took them both. Didn't shoot enough arrows. This is going to work. It will work. You'll see. There is a directive. We will make it. These people are going to be healed. Okay. The thief, listen to me, everybody listen. The thief comes only in order to steal, to kill, to destroy. Jesus speaking, I came. Do you see how you can talk people into doing stuff they normally would not do? I'm good at this. This is my job. Whatever's in your life that the end result is for killing, stealing, or destroying, it is not from the well of salvation. It is not from the Holy Ghost. I came that you can have life. Where are you, Brad Hall? Are you here? Where's Brad? Brad, come get you a cup, Brad, if you're still here. Don't you sit there, boy. You come get a cup. This is real. I've been hauling this around for a while, and you're going to get your hands on it. I came that you might have life. You might enjoy life. And you can have your life in abundance. I'm here to tell you that it doesn't matter what the price of fuel is. It doesn't matter. Here, we'll put some over here too. There. There's plenty. Because I brought too many. Woo! Help yourself. It's all right with me. It don't matter what the price of fuel is. I understand it hurts. I understand the price of milk. I've got babies in my house. We have to feed them. That means we have to buy milk. Everybody take a breath. Ready? I know what the price of shoes and socks and school books and pencils are. There's a lots of people that I buy schooling for. I take them and buy them brand new books and pencils. What else? Erasers and I don't remember. There's people that are hungry. I have to feed them. One of our Indian missionaries, there's a difference. We don't have Indian churches. I don't know how to explain. I'm not going to take the time. But these people are leaving their homes and houses and families. And I was laying in one of the houses the other night. They don't have anything. I had to send money to them so they could make a meal when me and the elders got there. Jesus. I'm not going to even try no more. I'm through. I am forever more hammered. Muchas gracias, hermano Luis Alberto. Fuego! Sanidad y poder del Espíritu Santo. Fuego de Dios. Autoridad. Poder. Fuego de Dios. Tome bien, hermano. Gloria a Cristo. ¿Quién vive? Cristo vive. I'm going to have to ask you to stand up, please. We're going to go about some sort of an attack. Very first thing I want to do. Let me just give some of y'all that are stressed out because I didn't finish my pretty little deal. I did take the time and study it out. I am right. In case you was wondering. Fuego, sanidad y poder del Espíritu Santo, healing and power of the great Holy Ghost. The authority of the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm going to need a whole bushel of ushers. Because we've got to figure something out. There's going to be a rush on this well. All right. So I've spent quite a bit of time in Africa now, in the Middle East and Europe. Well, every continent now. I'm pretty happy about that. There is no place so far that I've been on the planet where what I'm talking about don't work. It works everywhere. There ain't a continent that has a God big enough. There ain't a principality that can withstand the force of the well. The door is powerful. His name is Jesus. And I'm right. You want another? Oh, look what he did. Weird. There are these cylinders of power. We don't know what else to call them. I don't have a biblical term. These theologians around here at y'all's school can figure something out and throw it at you. But there are these cylinders of power that come into our work that you could, we find them sometimes. They're varying in size. You can walk through and be healed. You can stick your hand in there. There's fire. It's like these tubes come out of. I like it. There is a constant river that flows just a little bit above my knees. It's fire. You can dip in it. You can feel it run down your arm. It's nice. It's really nice. The dead are raised, the blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name. I want to see if there's somebody that does not know Jesus in here. I would like to invite you to come here, please. If you have backslid in your spirit, estás lejos de Cristo, yo te invito que regreses. If you've gone away from the Holy Ghost, I'd like to invite you to come here, right down here. Please, right now. Holy Ghost, come. Come. See, this makes people uncomfortable because the most important thing I can do is get somebody to get born again. Is there someone? Would you please come? Come here to me. Come to me. Come. Back and say. Come. Vénganse, hable con ella. Alguien más. Somebody else. Come. Got that size? That's fine with me. It ain't the size of the cup, it's the well. It's the great Holy Ghost. Somebody else? What is it? What does he want? Excuse me? What does he want? What does she want? She's the mother of this young boy? What is it? You're the mother of this young boy. Okay. The grandma or the mama? You say grandma or grandma? So do I. So I just lots of people say grandma. In my house, we say grandma. Somebody else? Come on. Come on. Where at? Talk to these boys. Listen to me. I'm old enough not to be foolish about trying to come here and lie to you. Hear me? Somebody else? Holy Ghost. Why are you in that chair? What happened? How long? I was in Manaus. Is that right? Manaus? Yeah. Brazil. There were so many thousands of people we couldn't even sound. And they brought all these wheelchairs and stacked them all up on the thing with us here. Couldn't walk. This lady was there for 27 years in that chair, you know. I think it was multiple sclerosis. I think that's what it was. Sometimes I get them names confused, cerebral palsy and all that, but it's all the same to the whale. And I'm standing up there working. You got all this crowd, and I had the team was down in there amongst all these folks. Y'all go ahead and pray with them, will you? And we'll pray another prayer in just a minute. Is there somebody else? And all of a sudden, all these folks are gasping and carrying on, and I look around, and that lady that was in there buckled up for all them years, you should have heard her bones snapping and popping. And she, you expect me to read lips? Yes, ma'am, help yourself. So she undid her things, she took off walking. That is a blessing. When these people get up out of these wheelchairs that's been in that trap all of those years. Isn't that something? I like that. You like that? Is there anybody else? Wants prayer for salvation or repentance up here? Because I'm into that, you see. Woo. Boy, I like this. I like it when my face goes numb like this. It's just amazing. You know, I got bit by a snake. Deadly poison snake bit me right on the arm. I did have a stroke with it. But I don't look like it now, do I? That's because that great Holy Ghost healed me. My ears are popping. It's what happens when you eat that really hot moly where I live. We have this gauge. 1 to 10 on the hotness of it. Sometimes they give you that 10 with a dot with a plus on it. And I mean, it makes your ears pop like you can't believe. It is H-O-T. That thing bites you, buddy. Holy Ghost. Ushers, get behind these people. Y'all prayed with them? Is this everybody wants prayer for right now for salvation and what was it? Repentance. Y'all got to stay with me now. Thank you, Lee. Oh, that fell. Set it up on the deal. Holy Ghost. We're going to let Jesus touch us. You all right with that? I'm not a lie, son, and I'm not a fake. You all right with this so far? Okay. Holy Ghost. How we doing, Mamma? You all right? You all right, son? How old are you?
Eight.
How old's Corbin? 10. Holy Ghost. Look at me. I need you to let Jesus touch you, son. Okay?
Yeah.
All right. Fire in your life, son. Fire of God on you, Mama. I need you to be healed. Holy Ghost. Sorry. song. We got it. You all right? All right. Fire on you, sir. Jesus. Release. In Jesus' name. We good, everybody, so far? Holy Ghost. Touch him, Sean. Stay with him just a minute. Touch this young man right here, David. Jose. Right here, Luke. Fire of the gospel. Fire on you, son. In Jesus' name. Release. I get punched doing it. But you see, I'm probably all right, huh? Why are you in that chair? What's the matter?
My spinal cord is frayed.
It's what?
Frayed.
Frayed. Holy Ghost. Now, here's what we're going to do. We're going to exhibit the Holy Ghost. You don't know why? Because I want to. That's why. If you'd have seen that little twisted girl. Go somewhere where there ain't no chance and you create it because you can.
That's right.
See how easy it is? I like this. Can you tell? Can you see that I'm not afraid? I'm really getting blasted. Holy Ghost. Now then, I want you souls that came up here just now, hang out a minute if the ushers will allow it. If they cart you off, don't fight them. We have any more water? That fella took mine. Thank you.
Another new one.
I'm not going to look over there so he won't shake that empty bottle at me. Problem is, I have really good peripheral. I can see him. I'm looking over here, but it don't matter. That's good when you're a pilot. Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. Now then, another step. I don't know how you do it, but I want to pray for a few people, if that's all right. Okay? I really feel like doing this. We're going to drink with joy. We're going to entreat and bless the Great One. Just because He's holy. There are so many devils out there that are fussing at me and not liking me and stuff like that. And I don't like that and it feels bad to my feelings and all those things. But feelings are not what controls a man of God. It's the Holy Ghost that controls a man of God. Destiny and purpose of God. Will and fortitude and honor. And faithfulness. And there's one more thing. Courage. All right. I think it's liver and I think it's kidney. Now, I want incurable diseases and I want them up here on the right side. Right now would be great. No matter How many times have you been prayed for, whether I call it out or not? Right over here. Come, come, come. Holy Ghost. Clear a path for her. Thank you very much. Holy Ghost. So we was down yonder the other day, and there's this kid. You know how these young people nowadays got the whole thing by the tail and they got everything figured out. And they don't even shave good yet. Now, he carts off up to Mexico City. Now, he's an Indian boy. And in his environment, survival is what you do. It's good. But when you get up to another environment, your knowledge weakens because you don't understand it. You don't have enough experience. So he goes up there. If y'all will, take ushers, if you will, pile them all up. You can put them in lines, whatever y'all do. I don't know what y'all do. By tomorrow, we'll have some rules. We don't have none now. Now then. This boy goes up there and absolutely gets this whole witchcraft, AIDS, violent deal, the whole drug deal, the whole thing. Complete gangbanging devil. A devil. Finally, he couldn't take the AIDS anymore, so he goes to this hospital up there and they send him home because they can't fix it. So what does this fella do that's got everything figured out? And what he figured out is he don't have anything figured out. Now he's getting somewhere. So he comes back with all these diseases. Herpes, AIDS, drug addiction dependencies that you can't get out in them villages. All these problems brought it back to the village. I agree, the food is a little bit more difficult to get your hands on in the village. And I agree, the hardships are a little bit greater. But at least you're not sick. I think we need to take a breath. Because we may have it better than we think we do. If you want to search for something, search for the well of salvation through the door of the Blessed One. His name is Jesus. You can go in and out all you want. You can find pasture and you can drink from His well. It's all right. You can be healed and refreshed and restored. This kid comes to this pastor who he called a bunch of really weird names before he left. But now you know what he calls him? Hermano. My brother. Because he needs help. So what does people that drink at the well know how to do? You know how to forgive. You know how to let go of past hurts and challenges. You know how not to carry excess baggage with you because it's not the will of God for you. You know how to release it to Jesus. So when these opportunities come back to you, and they're way more damaged than they were before, you are free then to heal them. Because you've been drinking at the well. You get it? These petty things that we hold on to in our Christian world, they are hindering spirits sent to detain you. They can't beat you, but you allow them to handcuff you. No, I choose not to be handcuffed. I choose to drink at the well. I choose to go through the door. I choose to eat in the pasture of the Lord's holy. That's what I choose to do. So fasting and prayer was made for this individual. And you should have seen him. Where was we at? Chalingo, was it? I don't know how hot it was. Somewhere in 115 to 20 degree range. Very stifling. Probably 80-something percent humidity. Very disappointing to the flesh. Not this wonderful air-conditioned, humidity-controlled environment you live in. And this kid's up there beside me jumping just as high as I am and spinning just as much as I am and telling me thank you for bringing the gospel to his village. Because when he came home, he leaned on the gospel and the gospel responded by positive health. He is completely healed of every disease. Now then. Because that's what you do. The reason you do it is because you can. That's why you do it. You let these hindering spirits go because you can. You drink at the well with joy because you can. Because there's the Son of God broke the veil open for you. And there's nothing can stop it. Now then, is everybody down here with incurable diseases? I see some of you slipped in here that are curable. That's all right. It really is. It's all right. I'm not going to run you off. We're in a barrage of diabetes healings in our work in Mexico. I mean, everywhere you go, people are being healed. Cancers, tumors, blind, lame. It's wonderful. It's awesome. And we're going to go ahead and have some of that here. Is that all right with you?
Yeah.
All right, now, another thing. I need some well drinkers to come over here on this side. Got some down here. I need some more. It's not enough. We're going to be the majority. You can't come up here with me. You got to stay down there. That's one rule. That's probably all there will be from me. There will be some ushers coming around directly. Holy Ghost. Who's your partner? Sean, I forgot. What did I ask y'all to do tonight? Who's your partner? I said, didn't I tell you? All right, Jody, Sean, y'all room and y'all go together. You two go together. Luis, you go with your big brother. And I'll fight it by myself tonight. I'll probably get some partners along the way. Holy Ghost. Now then, if you're healthy spiritually and you love Jesus, so you're really looking for a new blast, I want you to come up here and join us. It don't matter what side. Because there's an anointing here. Something happened in our work in the last couple of months that was totally caught us off guard. We've been raising the dead for a number of years. We've been doing this for a long time. But all of a sudden, there's something new happening that's quite extraordinary. And I want to share it with you. And it won't be by me talking. I can't talk into this. It is a hands-on deal. Wow. I certainly hope. I know it is. I'm all right. Now, this is what's going to happen. You boys, don't worry with what it is. It ain't what it is. It's who Jesus is. So many hurts get control of lives. Now listen to, I can tell you this out of experience. I just fought my way through seven incurable diseases. And I'm healed. Now, it took 5 years for me. Time is not relevant. Drinking at the well is relevant. Soon as I got healed, because of the trauma that was brought to my house by these demon spirits, my wife got 3 incurable devils. They almost killed my precious. But you hear my elbow pump? It's coming up jointed, I tell you. It's amazing. My wife was dying with these 3 demons, you see. She has never said a word. She has followed me. It's one of those really good stories. This woman has backed me and went with me the whole wide world. And these things hit her, and I ended up getting healed, and now she's down. She cared for me right straight through this whole ordeal. And as soon as we got me out, here she goes down. And then, I'm not kidding you, I came in from one of the most, for me, extravagant power deals I've ever been in my life, to find my wife completely gone mentally as far as how we walk. You hear me? That's serious to me. And that great Holy Ghost, I walked in the door. Here's what I said to her. I said, "We can do this." And for the very first time in my life, I heard my wife. We've been married a long time. How old are you, boy? 35. We've been married for like 36, coming up on 37 years here. That's a very long time. And it's the very first time I've ever heard this come out of her mouth. You know what she said? "I'm not going to do it." You know what I did? Instead of the normal Christian cliches and rebukes, I said, "That's fine." And I picked her up and said, "I can." You hear me? Because abundant life means enough to share. And that's what I've got. Holy Ghost. So I want to share some. Because God healed my wife, and it makes me a happy man. I wish I could tell you about it, but I'll wait. Here's the deal. I need you to be healed. I understand the pain. I understand the suffering. And I'm going to tell you what I think about it. It does not have the right to have you. It is trespassing. It's illegal. So we're going to run it off. And I do not care about the educated guess of its power. Do you hear me? I care about the well. I care about the door that gives me access. I care about the pasture where I can find rest. You understand? So that's what we're going to do. So everybody pick up your cup. Go ahead. Raise it up. And all I want you to do joyfully as possible is tell the Holy Ghost, "Thank you for the drink at the well." Fire! Fire! You drink, darling. You drink, darling. We will hand feed you as long as necessary. You drink. You drink. Are y'all all ready? Everybody on this side? This is what I'd like for you to do with me. It's a very simple endeavor. It works fascinatingly. You ready? I learned this from the Holy Ghost. You ready? Now, I don't want anybody to get hurt. I'm not kidding you. Ushers, do what you can. I understand it's grip on people's minds and how the torturing, tormenting spirits fight your spirit. I understand that. Do you look at me and see I understand that?
Yeah, come on.
But you look at me and you also see compassion. And you see that I don't believe you're going to be defeated. I believe you will win in the name of Jesus. Are we ready?
Yeah.
Have you taken a drink?
Yeah.
All right, it's simple. Be healed. Wow. That stuff ran by me. It blew by me like a torrent. Fire of God on you. Healing on you. Here's another one. This is what you need in your home. Health. In Jesus' name. Kingdom health. In your home, in Jesus' name. Now then, if y'all want to run some music or whatever, what y'all are accustomed to doing, I'm all right with that. Blood would be fine. Name of Jesus would be fine. How you drinkers? Are you doing all right? Fire! How y'all doing? Everybody good? Fire! 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 Holy Ghost, fire! You, Sean, and Louise. Where's Sean? Well, you and Louise. And Sean, as far as he's going to make it. Here's the deal. I hand train these soldiers. They're way smarter than I am. I trained them myself. They are skilled in the art of war, in the Holy Ghost. Now we're going to come down there and we're going to touch you. I need an usher with them boys. I'm going to need one or two of these boys over here. I want you to walk through these drinkers over here. I don't care how you get through. You might have to find your way. They got these aisles. I want them taken care of. Don't spend all day unless the great Holy Ghost tells you to. I want you going down through here touching these folks with the Holy Ghost just like as if we was in a village. You understand? Intimidation is a devil. Fear and dread is a lion spirit. Fire. Jesus. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Some sort of a, I don't know if it's a brain tumor, aneurysm. I don't know what it is. But it's up there somewhere messing around. I want to mess with that a minute. Y'all good? I'm going to let my boys loose. You ready? I'll be coming. In a minute. In Jesus' name, be healed. See how simple my life is. Go, fellas. Do the best you can. I don't know how you're going to do it. Go. Holy Ghost. Great Holy Ghost. Fuego. Fuego de Dios. Espíritu Santo. Poderoso es Cristo. Fuego de Dios. Fuego de Dios. Sanidad y poder de Dios. Fuego. Cristo vive. What's wrong with her? Really? Let me tell you a story. You listening? Now listen to me. One of my missionaries called me on the phone. I'm somewhere preaching. They got this little baby that just got diagnosed with spinal bifida, right? He says they're wanting to abort. I said, come. They drove all through the night and come to where I was at. And I looked at the mama right in the face. I said, now, what do you want? She said, I want my baby. I said, all you got to understand is I'm in. For the rest of that baby's life, I'll take care of it no matter what. She went full term, had the baby. Sure enough, spinal bifida. The doctors tell us all kind of stuff. 2 weeks ago. 4 years old. In a service. Through his crutches. And started walking. You hear me? You hear me, you pretty thing, you? You hear me, mama, daddy? Fire on you. Spinal bifida is not king. Jesus is. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. We're having these angel visitations. We're having these amazing healings. It's pretty nice. This is what I found out. You want to know why I got touched? You want to know? Because I stayed. I stayed. You understand? The giftings left. The fluent left. The backed financially, they all left. I didn't leave. And I have found out the most valuable thing that I've got is my ability to come and go through the door and stay close to it and not leave it. That means geography don't matter. That means Jesus matters. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. See, one of our main pastors got born again in a garbage dump. He lived in a box when I found him. I didn't have any money. I didn't have any food to give him. There wasn't none in my house. I didn't live in the dump, but I lived like the guy in the dump. Do you understand? Those things don't matter. See, we think they matter. That's in the way of what really matters. Do you know what he does today, 27 years later? Since the day I took my hand and pulled him out of that box, he runs for us up close to 160 churches. He's a king. He has 4 businesses, 3 houses, and 4 trucks. He's amazing how smart he is. Everything he touches prospers. But you see, we didn't go for gold. We went for the whale. My Bible says, those who worship God, the earth will yield its increase to them. Stop worrying. Our problems are very real. Some of us have made some mistakes. Jesus will fix it. You want to let him? There's this problem I've got about what comes out of my mouth. If I mention to my wife, I saw a new type of truck that I think would be valuable to us, they start driving up into my driveway. This is truth. The other day I was standing in that Hurricane Dolly that hit South Texas. I was there so I'm preparing to come on these conferences at our office. I stood out there in those 95 mile an hour winds with my feet braced, looking at that raging storm tearing everything up. And I told it, stop that. So you know what it did to me? It took and blew me about 40 feet. I almost got airborne where you really fly. I hit the wall of the house. So I climbed back. I had a hold of these roots to this grass. So I climbed back over there. Stood up. Did it again and again. Till I finally just got tired of being smashed up against the wall. We did without electricity for several days. We're used to that. Where I live, it's no problem for us, really. This is a luxury. And we lost a lot of stuff at our place there, our office. We lost roofs and lots of damage. It was. Finally, the electricity comes back on. And I'm laying up in that bed, letting that air conditioner blow on me. Told my wife, she's laying right there. Boy, this is nice. I turned on the news to see what our surroundings was like. Do you understand that our property was in the zone of 25 inches in 10 hours? There's not a watershed can take that. We didn't get one piece of property flooded. There are hundreds of thousands of homes flooded around us. I'm standing out there getting flipped around, telling this storm to stop. And even though I am getting tortured by this thing, even though we lost several $1,000s worth of stuff, I'm not a crybaby. I go out in the shop and get a hammer and some nails, a screw gun, and look at the boys and say, let's fix it back. It's easy. You got to understand me. We got the Holy Ghost. You got to get over this fluttering, worrying. Let it pass. Go to the well. Drink. Go to the well. Drink the salvation of God. Be healed. Be filled. Holy Ghost. You got to let God do it for you. I've got to talk you into it. This is not a fleeting moment. I've been in this now for 32 years. And there has never been a slack or a drop. There's a continual gradual increase. But you got to stay at the well. You got to drink. You got to have a passion for that well. You have got to go through that door. You can't let nothing deter you, deviate you. You have to be serious. It's all right to have as much fun as you want to. There's no limit on the fun. There's no limit on the fun, I said. There's no limit on the enjoyment. Help yourself. It's all right. We have to keep going. I saw the roof of one of our main houses picked up. It looked like a frisbee. It went down through the undercutting lines, telephone lines. I'm just looking at it. I asked it to stop. It didn't. But you look at me. It don't look like I just went through a hurricane now, does it? The only thing you see in me is the anointing. All I have of value is that. I sit with kings. I have audiences with presidents. I was just in our White House. Listen to me. Oh, wow. Ooh, that's right. It is. It is wow. But listen to me. The only thing of value I have is holding that little old girl in the anointing, untwisting her arms. That's really real. And I need you to be healed. You hear me? Let it go. You drinkers, listen to me. I'm all right with you drinking much as you want and enjoying yourself as much as possible. It's okay. It really is. It's all right. But there's some twisted demons, tormenting spirits, harassing many of you. And right now you feel that energy. You feel that anointing. You feel that power. And then you go get back in your own environment. That's where it needs to be the feeling at. That's where it's the most valuable to you. I'm right. I came up on three of my enemies one night drowning in a river. The river was rising and their truck was stuck. Some of our pastors were already there. They said to me, we must let them die. I said, that is not why we're here. But they've ordered your death five times. They have paid big money for you to be assassined. I said, that's exactly why we got to save them. I drove my fancy little four-wheel drive American truck out there in the middle of that river, latched onto them boys and said, hang on, gentlemen. Pulled them out. Got out on the other side. I said, don't insult me by offering me money. You ain't got enough. These things that hate you, they are on purpose tactics from hell. And I've got to convince you to let them go. Don't entertain them. Drop them. They have no value. What has value is the well. What has value is the pasture. Holy Ghost. Hundreds of times we've had food multiply in my house. My wife and I feed roughly 300 meals a day. You have no idea what a grocery bill that is. We do roughly 7 to sometimes 12 services a day. You have no idea what a gasoline bill is. I could scare you. Many, many times we've run out of fuel. And it's easy. You take a piece of paper and you write full in Jesus' name. And you stick it up there on that thing. You crank that thing up and go. I want to pray for a few people. Will you lift your hands up? I like being around seriously hungry people. I thank you for that. I thank you for being a willing vessel and a thirsty vessel. Lift your hands up and receive right now. Come on. Great Holy Ghost, thank you. These are your people, God. I honor and respect them in Jesus' name. And I thank you for the great Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name. Can't believe the energy an old man's got. Young men fall like flies, just like it says in Isaiah chapter 40.